This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 166, and our topic of discussion today is, what are affirmations and why we need them? Why I feel they're important to our lives. I did a video on this maybe a week and a half ago, and I just wanted to share this topic with my Girl to Woman podcast family because I know some people don't watch videos, and yeah, I just also like the fact that I can have a, you know, 12-minute talk, 15-minute talk without feeling like it's super, super long. You do a 15-minute video, unless it's like super highly entertaining, not many people are going to watch no 15-minute video. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're going to talk about these affirmations and my whole perspective on it. But before we get to diving into it, I want to know, how are you doing this day? We are getting closer and closer to the first day of autumn, and I am so excited. I'm all for the leaves changing. You know, I know they're not going to change on the 22nd per se, but I know that means they're gearing up to change. And I don't know, nature at this time gives me like a super like gasm in a sense. Like I just be in such, so beautiful. And oh my gosh, I love the crispness of the air and the, you know, the crunchiness of the leaves when they're falling off, and it's just so pretty, and all the acorns and just the stuff of fall is just cool. And also, I'm just tired of being hot. You know how we are as humans. We complain, we want it when it's winter time. You know, like, oh, I can't wait for summer and spring. And then when it gets here, you're sweating to death, especially when you live in the South. You're like, oh, I can't wait to put on a turtleneck and my boots. So that's why I'm excited about fall coming. But back to your day. I'm just ranting about what I'm excited about. What are you excited about this morning? Are you excited to be alive? Are you excited to be able to hear me? And not necessarily just hear me, but having the blessing of hearing is what I mean. But either way, I need you to be intentional with this day. I need you to count those blessings today. I need you to put a pretty smile on your pretty face and make this day work for you. Affirmations, what are they and why are they important? If you look at the word affirm, it's to declare, it's to make a statement as fact. And so affirmation is a declaration, it's a statement as factual. Can these things be positive and negative? For that, I say what I've learned and known all my life, that the power of life and death lie in the tongue. So I do believe they can be positive or negative, but I choose to speak life. I choose to teach life. So I want to focus towards the positive. But it's very easy to speak negative, because I'm sure you find yourself doing it unconsciously more than you may want to admit to. So for this podcast, we're going to focus on positive affirming, positive declarations, so that you can put yourself in a positive mental space, an attitude that builds on self-empowerment. No stinking thinking, we're taking it to another level of greatness. So we have to make sure that we affirm that level of greatness within us. So since we're all working on getting to our next level of amazingness, you know, being beautiful, you know, fierce, badass goddesses, then we must affirm. We truly must affirm in our minds, because how we think affects the way we show up, how we act in the world. And so the reason I believe that this is important to do affirmations is because it releases the God in you. You know, I believe that God lives within all of us, even the ones who deny or denounce him as it even existing. But I believe positive affirmations allow us to connect with that God thing within us, because it's a mental builder. It's a mental stimulator. It's an inner thing. Affirmations is, even though you're speaking it physically, you're so penetrating it in a mental space that's that thing. That's that God thing. And when you do this, you give yourself that permission to expose the God in you. It helps you reach beyond what is, what you may be in right now, in a more positive way. Because either way, wherever you are in your present state, you're reaching for something else. You know, the whole point of life is to get to the next thing. You know, I don't think many of us know how to sit in what is. So we're either going to move towards a negative direction to get out of what is, or we're moving towards a positive direction to move towards what is as of yet. You know what I'm saying? Moving towards, you know, what's next, if you will. That's what I'm trying to say. And so for those people who are in a what is situation right now, in your present situation, and you are not liking it, you're frustrated with it, it's a lot of hellish vibrancy for you. If you don't start to get your mind right, in a sense of lifting yourself, affirming yourself in a positive way, by default, it's natural to go to the negative. Natural. It's just because the energy must go somewhere. Your mind has to travel somewhere. Where are you going to allow it to travel? When I speak of the mind, please understand that I'm not talking about the brain, because I know in many times in our everyday language and communication, we can use that word mind and brain interchangeably, and I get it. But in this podcast, I'm not talking about the brain, because the brain is an organ. It's encased inside of our skulls. It's something that a scientist or whomever, neurologist, could open up and tell you, you know, talk about the locations of different parts. The mind is not that. That's not what I'm talking about. The mind is that God thing. Once again, it's that thing that you can talk to without moving your mouth. It's that thing that can travel and show you and give you a sneak peek of that future of yours, and you have yet reach that destination. It's that thing that can also be still stuck in 20 years ago because you have yet set it free from reliving your hellish or tumultuous past. Your mind is the God in you, and it's limitless. And so this is the thing that I'm saying you must affirm, because that's the thing that takes you beyond where you are. That's the thing that can show you things that may not make sense to others, but it's exposed it to you so greatly that you can feel it's attainable. That's that thing that you must affirm. And you have to affirm it in a positive way, because by default, we are all born into too much freaking negativity. We are all exposed, more than likely on a daily basis, you know, 10 to 20 times a day to something of negativity. whether it's coming from your family, whether it's coming from your job, whether it's coming from your school, whether it's coming from wherever it's coming from, the energy of negativity is all around us. And so since we operate in mind, body, spirit, the things that affect you physically from the outside world can taint you innerly. If innerly is a word, and if it's not, it's one today, bam. Because that's what I do. I just make up stuff because I don't have an English or grammar degree. I have a bachelor's of fine arts degree. So, hey, I can paint. But anywho, it can. It can affect you in the inside. And so you have to do the work of when your mind has taken you someplace, but yet what you're in has nothing to necessarily do with where you can go. You got to affirm that spot of where you can go, because it's that God in you that wants to be exposed that says, if you free me, if you affirm me, if you keep speaking over me, we're going to get there. Because where you're at was just the mark place, like the on your mark, get set, go place, that part right there. That's where you're at. But where you're going is on the other side, way cross country. And so you have to be willing to be repetitious with your affirmations to speak over your life, because within our brains holds a lot of the experiences that we've had throughout our childhood and the stuff that we've been through, that 9 times out of 10, you're holding on to more negativity. It's so easy to forget the fun, positive memories, but you'll hold on to them negative memories and them negative experiences for a lifetime. And so when the God in you is trying to be exposed to help you expose that greatness, that negative in you, that memory bank of yours, is trying to smother it. So you have to speak over it. You have to declare it to be so. Because your mind is giving you a glimpse of where you can be or where you should be. But it can't get there if you don't speak life to it. Because by default, it's something always trying to kill it. So you must speak life over your mind, over whoever is even tied to you. Because that's the only way that the God in you can be exposed, so that the greatness within you can be shared with the world. And once you speak over yourself and it starts to give you that feeling of, I got this, I can do this, the next thing is to take a step towards what is yet to come. Speak beauty, speak strength, speak boldness. It's time to speak life, because the God within you is ready to be exposed. I want to hear your 2 to 5 cents. Tell me what you think. You can leave your thoughts at AniJohnson.com/S166, or hit me up on Facebook.com/AniKJ420. I appreciate you guys for listening to Girl to Woman and supporting this podcast. And I also ask that you share it with a friend today and leave me a review if you're listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.